Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So our subject is financial investments, and we will take a text from the book of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. We will read from verse 1 to 14. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins. Please note, the kingdom of heaven is likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But whilst the bridegroom was delayed, then all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. And the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." Note verse 13. "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Our final verse, verse 14. Because the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them." May the Lord add his blessing, his illumination, his wisdom, his grace, and his spirit to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this parable, we call the parable of the 10 virgins, is very common. It's a Sunday school story. The main thing is in verse 13, where Jesus Christ shows us the reason he gave the parable, the primary reason he gave the parable, for us to watch, because we do not know when he is coming. But typical of the Lord Jesus, this understanding, you know, this primary objective of for us to be watchful is not just what he wants to teach by this parable. The reason why he gave parables was to both expose something and to hide something. What is exposed is clearly his primary objective that every one of us should watch because he's coming back. But beyond that, I believe that Jesus Christ is teaching us something about the kingdom of God coming into our lives practically now. And Jesus Christ is also teaching us that the coming is not just talking about his rapture or the second coming, but he coming to your life. He coming to give you a breakthrough. He coming to give you a wisdom. He coming into your life to enrich it. Okay? So the Son of Man coming is not just talking about the rapture or the second coming. It is also talking about God coming to answer your prayer. God coming to give you a breakthrough. Bible says that we do not know when he is coming. So we must position ourselves in a certain way.
Hallelujah. And it is
we can say something about the coming of the Lord. Whether the rapture, the second coming, or coming to bless your life practically. Please write it down. God doesn't come at the time expected by humans. Never forget it. You are expecting a breakthrough in your life. Normally, God doesn't come at the time that you are expecting. You are expecting something wonderful in your life. God doesn't come at the time normally we human beings, by our calculations and planning and desires and everything, we want him to come. He comes sometimes, in fact, most of the time, he delays his coming. So we must posture ourselves in a way that when he has delayed his coming, you know, to answer your prayer or whatever, you can still be able to please him. Ladies and gentlemen, this parable of the virgins is just talking about our savings and investment having a buffer for the unexpected future.
Wow.
Because there were 10 virgins. Five, the Bible says, that were wise. And five were foolish. These virgins represent believers because they are pure people. They are righteous people. They haven't slept with the world. These are virgins.
Now, why are you not going to be a Jew?
But in this life, as far as enjoying the kingdom of God is concerned, in this life, some believers are wise and some are foolish. What is the difference between these two categories of believers? These two categories of virgins. They are all righteous and they are all virgins. The Bible says the main difference that some believers had a vessel apart from their lamp, where they had a saving, where they had an investment just for the future, because they understood that this God that we are dealing with, sometimes when you expect him to show up, he may not show up at the time you want him to show up. He will surely show up. He will surely get you married. He will surely give you the breakthrough. But sometimes, per our calculations, it doesn't happen that his timing and our timing, they synchronize, they hit together. You know, some believers have got extra vessels, extra bags, where they are keeping something. These people can easily enter into kingdom life. The unwise believers or unwise virgins, they had oil with them, but they were believers who lived like one day at a time. Have you come across people like that?
Yes.
They have just enough to survive them for the day, and tomorrow they say, well, things will work out, you know.
Was he a good for you or what? What would you almost see when you're never yet? When you're never yet, my number is so. And it's your net yet, my name being a net yet, watching up when you're in our best. And it's what we is here, see, I give you our dear, see, I'm watching up. And net yet,
they never make any effort to save and invest.
And yet, you're what you're about to do, so this is kind of thing.
But that is not being a wise believer. Wise believers are future minded. They prepare their lives to meet the future on this earth. Because these wise virgins had vessels where they kept extra oil for their lives. The wise virgins were also abundance minded. There were people who didn't just become content that, oh, I have oil in my lamp and it's okay.
Now, what we have to do is say,
they thought about having extra. I may need it, I may not need it. But it is wise for me to provide for myself for the future. Just in case. What I'm expecting does not come at the time that I'm expecting. The wise virgins also were people who believed in relying on systems. You know, systems in the places where they were. I'll explain it, you understand it. The unwise ones didn't believe in systems, they believed in individuals. The Bible tells us that a time came that the bridegroom, who is representing the Son of God or Jesus Christ, delayed. His coming was delayed. And so all of them slept. All the 10, the wise and the foolish, they all slept. But at midnight, there was a call that the bridegroom is coming. Everybody should get up. They got up, and then the unwise ones realized that they didn't have enough.
Now, what was sorry?
Instead of relying upon the system, I think that they should have gone straight to where they sell oil and buy for themselves. Maybe they would have made it. But the Bible says that they went to the individual virgins and says that give us some of your oil.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And the individual said that no, in the kingdom system, the kingdom of God is a system. You have to go to those who sell and buy for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, we cannot continue as a church. And as individuals, to rely upon people. Anytime you rely upon people, it's just a matter of time. The people will fail you. One day, no matter how much of virgins they are, they are going to tell you, go and buy for yourself. Because what they have is what they are going to use for themselves. But we must learn to look at systems and then rely on systems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That one, human beings can come and go. But the system will still provide for you. I want to encourage every believer and every man of God, let us build systems. Let us rely upon the systems existing around us and not on individuals. Hallelujah. Today they may be fine with us, but human beings are human beings. I came to encourage somebody that we should be ready for the dark days, which are unexpected, by having savings and investments in this journey of life. Jesus ended the parable in, I want to add verse 14 to it. Because you see, verse 14 is the continuation of the verse 13. I hope you know that. The revelation is that 14 comes after 13. Verse 14 begins like this.
Now do nine shots, yes, say.
For the kingdom of God is like a man traveling to a far country who called the servants and gave them 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent. And the conjunction for, the word for, is linking what he said in verse 13, that watch. He says, watch, because the kingdom of heaven is like being given money 5 talents. In those days, the unit or the currency was called a talent. So he gave them 5 cities, 2 cities, 1 city, and he took his journey and said, work with it. He is linking the kingdom system to what he has said about being wise virgins. He's talking about our investing, having extra oil, savings and investments for the dark days which may come ahead. Dark days may come. I said, dark days may come. As long as we live in an unrighteous world, bad things can happen to good people. Not because being good or being righteous is not correct. Because the righteous lives in an incorrect, imperfect, unrighteous world. So, those who expect dark days to come, they are wise people. The short-minded living one day at a time, short-term living with no investments to rely on for the future, ladies and gentlemen, is being unwise to Jesus. Let me give you some general rules for your savings and investments. For your financial investment, I mean. Some 4 or 5 things quickly. Because we have to save and invest. To enjoy kingdom life. Both now and in the kingdom future. Number one, do not go into savings and investments that promises miraculous returns. In those investments and savings, huge returns are absolutely guaranteed. Ladies and gentlemen, things don't work like that spiritually and financially. I know for us believers, sometimes we mix up scriptures here and there. So sometimes we use some scriptures to justify why we should think and go into those I call miraculous investments that brings very huge yields or returns. Let me give you examples. I have heard countless times where people are told, believers are told to give, and God will multiply it 100-fold for you. I have seen uncountable times where people are praying over offering and they say that, Lord, look upon this offering and multiply it 100-fold for the givers. Huge returns. You see, such things as that can insidiously lead you to think that if God is going to bless you, is going to do it hundredfold in your financial investments. So where we have institutions that come promising such high yields on our investments, we easily fall prey to them. I want you to know that our Lord Jesus Christ used the word hundredfold concerning two things. And in both of those things, it wasn't about finances. First of all, in Mark chapter 10, verse 28 to 30, he said to people who were engaged or who were engaged in Christian service, like missionaries and itinerant evangelists, that if they leave the comfort of their familiar territories and they go elsewhere, he was going to give them what they had left: mother, father, children, lands, with persecutions. They were going to get it hundredfold. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was not talking literally. Because he will not tell you to leave your children and to leave your wife. So why do you interpret it naturally? Peter said we have left all, including land. And including boats. You and I know that Peter left his boat. The question is that did Peter get literally 100 boats? Because this John chapter 10, where Jesus said 100-fold, he was answering Peter's question. Jesus was not talking about financial investment. He was talking about Christian dedication. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To such people who go out in service for the gospel's sake, who leave their familiar territories to other places, he promises that they are going to get plenty, plenty brethren, plenty mothers, plenty children. And do you think it means plenty wives? Hundred wives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second place where Jesus used the word
hundredfold
is regarding the parable of the sower. In Matthew
13:23,
that the one that fell on good soil brought forth some 100, some 60, some 30. Jesus was not talking about finances or money. He was talking about profiting from the word of the kingdom. Profiting from receiving God's kingdom word into your heart. Not the finances you put in the offering bowl in church. So I want you to understand that it is not a wise thing to invest in things or save where they are promising you very high returns, in the name of the fact that, after all, Jesus even mentioned hundredfold yields.
Now,
Number two, general rules for wise investments. Do not go into investments that you do not know much about. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 4. It tells us something very important about knowledge. Actually, if you read the book of Proverbs, you will understand that knowledge and riches always move together. Where there is much knowledge, much riches are there. Where there is poverty of knowledge, poverty of finances is there. God joins wisdom and knowledge to riches. That is why Proverbs 24 verse 4, it tells us that by knowledge, the rooms, empty places, empty bank accounts, empty pockets. By knowledge, the room, the empty place, are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So it is through knowledge that riches come to an empty pocket. It is not through laying on of hands that they call you, that if you want to be rich, bring your head. Let's lay hands on you and I have an anointing for riches. When I lay hands on you, you will be rich. That if you want a breakthrough, come and invest something into my church or my establishment.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.